From the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10, the verses 38 through 42. As they continued their travel, Jesus entered the village, and a woman by the name of Martha welcomed him and made him feel quite at home. She had a sister, Mary, who sat before the Master, hanging on every word he said. But Martha was pulled away by all she had to do in the kitchen. So later she stepped in, interrupting them, "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." And the Master said, "Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her." Here ends Scripture. Blessed are they who see God's word and God's will for their lives. Let me begin with a personal question, and I know you cannot answer out loud, but in your heart. How is it going in your life, currently, now, today? How's it going, folks? Are some of you often stressed out, tired, overwhelmed? Are you sometimes wondering how to deal with stress in your life? Now, talking about stress, how can one define stress? If you know what stress is, think about it. How can you describe it? Well, we know that stress tends to visit us mostly when we're tired, when we're sick, when we're driving in a crowded, fast-moving traffic, when we're late for an important meeting, or if we've taken on too many responsibilities. When circumstances are out of control, we feel stress. And when our basic needs are not being met and our safety is threatened, we tend to get anxious about it. You know, a very busy woman went to her doctor with complaints of feeling run down. And after a thorough examination, the doctor said, "Madame, you're not run down, you're too wound up." What is stress? Here's a simple, practical definition. Stress is the uncomfortable gap between how we would like our life to be and how it actually is. If this gap is persistent or even worse, growing, despite our efforts to reduce it, then our stress becomes particularly acute. So, for example, when you hear yourself ask, "Where will all this end?" then you are dealing with a stress symptom showing anxiety and even fear. If you say out loud, "Nothing seems to work," frustration, depression even. Who's responsible for all this? Anger. How much more can I take? Will anybody help me? Anxiety. I feel helpless to stop this. No one seems to care. Frustration, helplessness, and depression. A famous psychologist suggested that all facing or dealing with constant stress should seriously ask one simple question. If you're dealing with stress, here's the question to ask. Is it worth dying for? Is it worth dying for? He states that all of us need to take a hard look at ourselves, our lifestyle, and our relations, and then ask ourselves, what exactly are the things that are stressing us out? So, you need to begin with that question. Is this worth dying for? Well, if your answer is yes, don't let me stop you. Go ahead. However, if your answer is no, then Scripture tells us this morning it is time to do something about it. We are not the first generation of people who are under lots of pressure, anxiety, and stress. There were people uptight and anxious in the time of Jesus more than 2,000 years ago as well. In fact, our gospel text that we read this morning, Jesus told a good personal friend of his named Martha to slow down and to smell the roses. He told her, Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. Well, actually she was stressing because she was in the midst of preparing an excellent meal for Jesus. Martha, Martha, stop fussing. Jesus said, simply follow me. That's what Scripture told us this morning. You know, there are different ways of dealing with stress. A certain wife was determined to give her stressed out husband a cheerful welcome every time that he gets home after a trying day at the office. But one particular day, she really had to strain. Guess what, dear? She said as he entered the door. Of our 5 children, 4 of them didn't break an arm today. Many years ago, people were asking, how can I improve my life? How can I get closer to God? Today, people are asking, how can I get through this day, only this day? So many of them. I found a nice quotation to explain this. They say, this is the age of the half-read page, the quick hash and the mad dash. This is the age of the bright night with the nerves tight and the plane hop with a brief stop. This is the age of the lamp tan in a short span, the brain strain and the heart pain, the cat naps till the spring snaps, and the fun is over and done. Today we deal more with diseases of choice than with diseases of chance. Half of our illnesses are preventable. We know what causes them and how people can behave differently to prevent them. Now, back to the Bible story. Martha was working feverishly. Well, Mary was working feverishly as well. However, when Jesus arrives, all of Mary's activity stops as she visits with him and especially listens to him. But while this was going on, Martha is still busy in the kitchen. And you could hear her mumbling from the kitchen, "When is that girl going to get in here and help me finish up?" She huffs. The pots, the pans, and slamming doors get louder and louder. And that does simply not work, Scripture told us this morning. Therefore, there came a moment when Martha snapped. Bible says she couldn't stand it anymore. She bursts into the living room, hands on her hips, her face flushed with anger, and she blurts out, "Master, don't you care that my sister has abandoned the kitchen to me? Tell her to lend me a hand." Hey, what's happening here? She's shouting at Jesus now. "Master, don't you care?" Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much and get yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has made her choice. Mary decided. And Scripture says, it's the main course of the day and won't ever be taken from her again. What was Mary's choice? Mary chose to be in the presence of Jesus Christ, her Lord. A woman carrying a heavy suitcase finally managed to catch a crowded bus, and when she was safely aboard, the conductor noticed that she stood in the aisle clinging to her suitcase. Finally, he said to her, "Lady, you can put your suitcase down now. The bus will carry it for you." And that's exactly what Mary did. She chose to put the suitcase down. She chose to grow still, to sense, and to listen, knowing that she was in the presence of Jesus. Mary knew exactly when it was time to stop the huffing and puffing of her life and when to seek solace in the presence of the Lord. Now, I'm not saying much against Martha, but Mary understood what difference Jesus could make. And you know what? He did not disappoint her, not even once. You know, it's been, 48 years that I've been standing in a pulpit, 3 continents, different languages, different experiences. But I cannot recall one moment where my faith disappointed me. Endless the times, endless the hours when I found out the healing balm of just being in the presence of God. May I ask again, folks, is it worth dying for? Well, the answer is now obvious. Of course not. No matter what, your life and my life is worth living this very day. No matter what the provocation or the incentive, you do not have to kill yourself to deal with it. It is not worth dying for. Martha, dear Martha, you're fussing far too much. You're getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. That is the main course, and won't be taken from her. Martha has chosen to be in the presence of Jesus. Let us end where we started. Are you under stress? Yeah, and I know I can look to our younger people too. It's not only older people who stress, or middle-aged people. I know that life is not always easy for you or for any one of us. And that's the simple message of this morning. Listen. Live. Open your life up to God. Your faith. Yes, your faith will make you whole. Amen. In Melanesia, the islanders still pray an ancient prayer. So let their prayer be our closing prayer today. Shall we bow our heads in prayer for a moment? O Jesus, be the canoe that helps and holds me up in the sea of life. Be the rudder that keeps me on the straight road. Be the outrigger that supports me in times of temptation. Let your Spirit be my sail that carries me through each day. Keep my body strong so I can paddle steadfastly on in the voyage of life. Amen.